This is Dolores. Something that's on my mind, it's been bothering me a tiny little bit. I deal with quite a lot of our blind users at Audioboo, and it's quite satisfying, actually. It's satisfying because a lot of people say that they really love Audioboo, especially our blind users. Our blind users find it fabulous. It is such an easy app to use. I was out with a totally blind lady the other day, Louise, and she booed while she was with me, and you know, being sighted and you act like idiots on the phone, girl, I can't use it, but Louise was able to use her app wonderfully. I actually wrote something the other day about myself, about how lonely I feel, and you know, I got a great job and I've got good friends, but sometimes I just don't want to go home because I'm lonely. I'm single and I'm not desperate for a man or anything, but you know, I'd like to do more, but there's only so much you can do. You can't keep going out every single night and you can't keep going to parties and clubs and things. I'm too old for all that anyway. I don't want to. But you know, so it's quite hard going home sometimes alone. But I do have quite a lot of blind followers, and we all send messages to each other, you know, regularly. It's like calling someone, you know, like in the old days when you used to phone somebody and you call them, and like everyone texts and things now. But so I was I put this status up about feeling lonely, and I got a boo back from one of my Canadian guys, Michael, who had listened and heard, you know, what I said, and he is lonely as well. And he said that if he didn't have his Audioboo friends that, like, sent him messages and his music indoors and his audiobooks, he would go mad. He said, I would go mad. And, I mean, it's all right for me. I can get up and go out. I can do something about it. But a lot of our blind users can't, can they? So Michael, without his book... And remember, now he's in Canada, so the winter's setting in. So not only has he got loneliness to contend with, he's got his isolation as well. And I'm wondering how many of our users out there are linked to any blind people. Why don't we buddy up? Let's buddy up. Could you... Have you thought about finding a user, a couple of users, and speaking and letting them see your world? I've said this before, but let's share our eyes and our views with blind people. I think it's so important. There's an epidemic now, really, of modern life is loneliness. So if you're lonely and sighted, and you're, or you're blind, and you could, why don't we all buddy up and let's see what we can get going? I'm really pushing at the moment for our blind users and Audioboo. I don't know how many we actually have. I definitely want to get to the bottom of it, but I believe we have a huge amount of blind users. So come on, sighted users, and also, you know, blind users, reach out there, send messages out to sighted people as well, tell them what you're doing and what you are, and, you know, maybe link up. So I'm just... Yeah, I boo things down when they come to mind, because you know you get fleeting thoughts, don't you? You think, oh, I want to write a book, and you get a great idea, and then by the time you get home, you've forgotten it. So I hope this doesn't sound too disjointed, my brain thinking and coming out of my mouth. I care for everyone. I have a compassionate heart. I'm not some holy Joe or anything, but I was just made that way. So buddy up. Let's buddy up. Thanks, everyone. I'm going to go and get my lunch now. Bye.